I got a little preview for everybody for an upcoming series that I'm going to do of episodes. I will be doing a series on end-time events and things that could have that are going to happen in end times. We're going to look at markers. We're going to go dive a little bit deeper into it. We're also going to take a look at what are, you know, kind of compare it to other, other religions, other end time religions and what they have on their end times. So I'm going to do a series also on that as well, too. So, hey, buckle up, people. We're going to go for a ride of end time proportions. So be ready to learn about end time, apocalyptic, end times, last days, whatever you want to call it, tribulation, you name it. We're going to take a look at it, and we're going to talk about it. Until next time, I'll catch you on the next real episode. But thank you for tuning in for this short little mini episode of End Time Series. And before I go, so you don't walk away with absolutely nothing, I'm going to give you a little tidbit of stuff that to look for. You know, one of the end times, it's not correlated with the tribulation or end time events, but one thing to look for is what's going on in Israel, any type of wars popping up there, you know. Also, another thing to look at is maybe a world conflict. These are all part of birth pains, beginning of sorrows, you know, like a WW3, or even America falling, anything like that that could happen. So, but we'll get a little bit more. That's just a little tidbit for thought. To think about, you know, and until next time, be safe. God bless y'all. Love each and every one of you. Please share, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. You can please help support the channel in any way that you can. Help support the podcast. Help support, you know, the online ministry that I'm doing through the podcast. I'm not a 501c3. So just to let you all know, so you can't do any tax write-offs, but any support and donations I am thankful for it. Any monthly support, any type of support at all, and any support that's been given. I know I've had a lot of people, you know, get EMP shield. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I know that's going to bless you all, and it's going to give you the peace of mind when you're sleeping at nighttime of knowing if there is some type of an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, when you wake up or when you're driving, you won't be without a vehicle or your power sources, potential power source, producing power at all also too. So thank you so much. I appreciate everyone. And I will catch you all later. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Friday. Have a wonderful weekend as well too. And look forward to Sermon Sunday this Sunday.